This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The border dump on Kamala Harris, and oh yeah, in the mix, the Keystone Pipeline, it's gone. Pulled the plug. I'll get to that. But yay, USA, USA. The U.S. is going to buy 50, or not 50, let's multiply that, 500 million vaccine doses to donate globally. Let's hear it for USA. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us, whether you're a first time or you've been with us for a long time. Either way, everybody's welcome here, as you know how we roll. Anytime along the path in this party that you want to sound off, you can give us a call at 855-266-5283 or flip me 24/7 your thoughts, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Let's get to the happy news. 500 million Pfizer coronavirus vaccine doses. Yep, we are shelling out the cash to get those doses to people who desperately need it in other parts of the world, like in South Africa, for example, or in India, or in Brazil. The first 200 million will be distributed this year. The 300 million shared in the first half of next year. They're going to be distributed by COVAX, the World Health Organization-backed initiative to share the doses around the globe, and they're going to be targeted at low- and middle-income countries. Pfizer is selling the doses to the U.S. at a not-for-profit price, so I guess that's a good thing, save a little money. I do think that this is the right way for the U.S. to go on this, and the reason I say that is because I've talked to people in those areas. In fact, somebody today who told me people are just dropping dead in South Africa and that it's absolutely awful. So it's an extraordinary development. It's an extraordinary thing to do because I think this is what we do in the U.S. And I don't care what label you wear, the big R or the big D or the big I or the don't label me anything. I think this is good. Now, the question of vaccines and the vaccine gap is going to be heavy, heavy, heavy on the agenda at the G7 summit this week. In the lead up to the meeting of wealthy democracies, President Biden's vaccine sharing strategy has been under some pretty intense security scrutiny and every other word you could throw in between, both at home and abroad. Right? So Jake Sullivan, the president's national security advisor, said the president is focused on helping to vaccinate the world because he thinks it's the right thing to do. It's what Americans do in times of need. Congressional Democrats and some health advocates have been calling for the administration to do more, saying do more, do more, do more. Others say, okay, stop there. That's enough. So with the United States' big announcement, international health orgs are now calling on other wealthy countries to do what the U.S. did, to increase their global commitments as well, warning about the need to curtail the virus around the world to prevent more dangerous variants from spreading. And there's my point exactly. So for anyone who says, well, why do we have to do that, even at a cut rate price? Why do we have to be the ones supplying that many doses of a vaccine? You know what can happen to the United States when people are coming back in and they have variants and it spreads, or people are traveling out and somehow they get whatever the variant is and it spreads? Oh, we've seen this motion picture before. Just remember what happened in 2020 in March, when everything shut down and your life was altered and suddenly you were living in a snow globe without the snow and all the fun. Yeah, I don't want to go back in that bubble, and I don't think you want to go back in that bubble, whether you're forced to do it or not. That's a whole different argument. But to me, to get that 500 million Pfizer vax out there, especially in the countries I mentioned, because it is really, really awful. Now, in India, that pandemic surge has eased up a little bit, but they're preparing for the next possible wave. Less than 4% of the country is fully vaccinated. All right, the other question, I think, from this G7 summit is going to be Biden and Putin. There certainly has been tough talk from President Joe, but what will it mean for the relationship between the U.S. and Russia? Biden is warning he's going to tell Putin what I want him to know, as he kind of laid out what his goals were. You think of cybersecurity, that has to be heavy on the list, and already the president had mentioned that. He says that he's anxious to meet him, to let him know all the things that I want him to know. We're not seeking conflict. This is a quote from the press. With Russia, we want a stable, predictable relationship. The United States will respond in a robust and meaningful way if the Russian government engages in harmful activities. We've already demonstrated that. I'm going to communicate that there are consequences for violating the sovereignty of democracies in the United States and Europe and elsewhere. Putin, Geneva, wow. Biden is holding consultations with European leaders at the G7 in Cornwall and the NATO summit in Brussels. So he's laying out a pretty big goal for this first trip abroad. He says we're at an inflection point in world history, the moment where it falls to us to prove that democracies will not just endure, but they will excel as we rise to seize the enormous opportunity of the new age. I listened to Sean Hannity for a little bit today. Hannity thinks Putin is going to eat Joe's lunch, as he says, during the summit. And it's not going to be a smooth ride. It's not going to be a smooth relationship. But I don't expect that either, that they would have a good relationship, especially if you look at the kind of relationship he had with the previous president. Much, much different. It is a delicate balance, right, in dealing with Putin, because he does what he wants to do. There's so much that happens in Russia that happens undercover that maybe we're not even aware of. Some of it, yes, but a lot of it we're not. And I think the particularly prickly area, one of the biggest, is cybersecurity and Russian hackers and meddling with the United States, messing with the U.S., whether it's elections, whether it's not holding anyone's feet to the fire to be accountable for things that are happening in the U.S. with hackers when they're traced back to Russia, and a handful of other land grabs and whatnot that kind of make the hair on your arm stand up. I think Russia in the top five of not our allies, but keep your enemies close list, they'd be there in that top five, along with China, by the way. Stay with us.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Olympics and NBC in Tokyo and prisoners have in common. They're all part of the cha-ching segment that we're talking about right now. Let's start with the Olympics. The Olympics will not be canceled. That's the word. Not from those who run the Olympics, which would be the IOC. No, no, no. NBC Universal said Monday that they're going to present an unprecedented, ready for this, 7,000 hours of coverage of the Tokyo Olympics this summer on 2 broadcast networks, 6 cable networks, multiple digital platforms serving both English and Spanish language viewers. The games postponed from last summer will happen July 23rd through August 8th in Tokyo. There have been rumors of cancellations, but the pushback from even Japan is pretty high, I would say. I would be stunned if it didn't happen, so I guess the Peacock Network felt like they weren't really going out on a big fat limb. The executive producer and president of NBC Olympic Production said, after a devastating year, the world comes together again. Finally, in Tokyo this summer, we're going to deliver the most comprehensive, accessible coverage for any sport event in history. The depth, the breadth of our broadcast, unprecedented, showcasing once-in-a-generation athletes and storylines that will capture the incredible uniqueness of these games and our times. It sounds good, as long as COVID doesn't destroy the Olympics. I mean, you think of some of our athletes, Simone Biles, incredible gymnast, Katie Ledecky in the pool. America could get who knows how many gold medals. And there are other athletes I haven't even mentioned. It is a plethora of gold medal potential when it comes to the good old USA. So great on having all the coverage, but is there that possibility that everything unravels given COVID? There's been a lot of local discontentment tied to, you guessed it, low COVID vaccination rates in Japan. No foreign visitors. And probably not any live fans. But it'll be the first major global gathering since the pandemic began. I think the hopes of NBC are they'll recoup a ton of money because they have the rights to the game, the games across the board, and they'll have advertisers. They have them already in place, so a cancellation would be disastrous. Prisoners and $100 million. If I put them in a sentence, what do you think? Do you think that's how much combined that has been stolen by those that were arrested for robberies? No. Federal inmates are keeping large sums of money, in some cases more than $100,000 each, in government-run deposit accounts, effectively shielded from court orders. Who knew? For things like child support, alimony, other debts. It's not subject to the same scrutiny, you might say, as accounts owned by non-incarcerated citizens. The Federal Bureau of Prison System houses about 129,000 inmates throughout the U.S., give or take. There are more than 20 inmate accounts holding more than 100,000. That exceeds 3 million. I saw this in the Washington Post. I had to read the numbers like four times. So all combined, the value of the accounts topped 100 million. The program is run by the Bureau of Prisons. I mentioned them a couple times. And it has frustrated and angered law enforcement officials from other agencies. They say it possesses significant risks for abuse, money laundering, and corruption. Yet the agency, already struggling with staffing and management problems, have resisted efforts to change it because its leaders maintain they are already diligently working on this, making inmates pay what they owe. Give me a break. This is like an episode from Orange is the New Black. So you and I, we pay, but they don't pay. Seems like something is kind of askew here. Could be Judge Judy would be able to settle something like this, but I don't think that they would touch this one. It'd be too hard to unravel it. So a courtroom TV show that has completely dominated daytime since 1998... started when a building contractor who repaired a ceiling was suing the homeowner for an unpaid $500 bill. Judge Judy was born. She instantly smelled a rat. She probed the defendant's excuses and delivered a swift verdict. Pay your bills, she told the homeowner. Judgment for the plaintiff, and that's all. We're finished. Thank you. And that's where it all started. I mean, you know how she is. She's tough as nails. Do you know it's been 25 years? She's taped more than 12,500 Judge Judys. The final season on CBS ends on September 10th. And then guess what? It's streaming, baby. Did you think she was going to retire? Come on. There is no way that's going to happen. She jokes all the time that her only hobby is work. So she's got a new courtroom program exclusively on Amazon's free streaming service, IMDb TV, later this year. So, mo money. She has made so much money. It's like $42 million a year. $42 million and counting, because I think there's more probably on top of that if you look at the endorsements and other potential money, monies that she could earn. Wow. In action, just crazy how many cases that she could whip through. So this was just the perfect timing for her. Perfect timing for Judge Judy when this whole thing started, and it really, really just took off. I mean, took off, made her a superstar, and certainly made her and her family, and then the future family members to come, you know, pretty well to do for generations. She's 78 and she's moving full speed ahead on that new show I just talked about, and that's the deal. So finished on September 10th moves to streaming like so many others are doing. Will there ever be a case where she deals with diamonds? I can't remember. I've only seen it off and on, but there's big arguments about diamonds. De Beers diamond auction this week at the auction. Buyers are shopping for stones used to make an average engagement ring. Might be in for some sticker shock. Weddings are on the rise, and that means engagements are on the rise because COVID protocols are lifting. People were in that snow globe bubble I described at the top, and they got closer. So more people are getting married. Some prices have ballooned by 10% since the last time the teeny-weeny diamonds, the average stone, was used to make an engagement ring, right? De Beers says, look, you know, these are hand-picked. You know, we go through them, and they all have different distinctions. And I think everybody's familiar with diamonds, that there's a big markup in diamonds. Jewelers Row in Philadelphia, when I was a kid, I can remember going there with a relative, and they were helping someone pick out a diamond. And I remember seeing the prices and trying to figure out the grading system, and really the jeweler was showing, he was intrigued that I was intrigued, and he was showing me the grades of it, and I think I was seven, and I said something like, there's a lot of money in these stones, or there seems like, you know, you polish them up or whatever, and he said, that's right, kiddo, whatever they'll pay, we'll add on. So that always stuck with me. I was that young. Whatever they'll pay, we'll add on. Hey, it's a free market, right? It's capitalism at its best. So, and the market is hot, hot, hot. It takes 3 months to cut, polish, and sell a diamond. So stones even bought cheaply at the start of the year are being sold for a very, very big profit. And because, like I said, engagements are on the rise, weddings are on the rise, that means there's that big increase. And demand creates, as you can imagine, the bigger markups. And big miners have managed to sell down billions of dollars of stock that they built up last year when De Beers sold $663 million, when they sold. So you think of that, and you think of the numbers and do the math, right? There's some stockpiles. Russia is looking to capitalize. Oh, there's Russia again. On the strength of demand and tighten supplies as they consider selling more rough diamonds from state stockpiles. All I can say is get a ruby instead. Meet you on the other side.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Another major company says they paid millions of dollars in ransom after their systems were hacked by criminals operating in Russia. The world's largest meat producer, JBS, was hit with a ransomware attack in May, taking most of their operations in the U.S. offline. In a statement Wednesday, the company says it paid the hacker group Reveal $11 million to prevent further damage to their systems. CEO of JBS USA, Andre Noguera, said the decision to pay was extremely difficult. but one he ultimately made to prevent any potential risk to their customers. And a new report from the Inspector General at the Department of the Interior says that protesters were not cleared from Lafayette Park last June to allow President Trump to walk from the White House to St. John's Church. The report shows that the park was cleared of gathered protesters on June 1, 2020, to allow new fencing to be installed. Police and the president were accused of clearing the protest to allow Trump to pose for a photo in front of the church. This is USA Radio News. Health officials are worried that the spread of the Delta variant could slow the recovery from the COVID pandemic. Tim Berg reports.
The rise of the COVID-19 Delta variant in the UK has sparked fears of a new wave of the virus and could endanger plans for a full reopening of society this month, despite one of the world's most successful vaccination campaigns. Dr. Ajish Jha is the dean of Brown University's School of Public Health. He tells NBC's Today Show why we need to keep our eye on this new variant.
It is by far the most contagious variant of this virus that we have seen throughout the whole pandemic. It's what has caused the huge spikes in India. It's causing serious increase in cases in the UK, despite the fact that they're very vaccinated. So it really is a problem. The good news is our vaccines seem to be holding up quite well, but the contagiousness and potentially the lethality of this virus, that's really what's concerning many of us.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
What's good in the mailbag?
What's good in the mailbag?
What's good in the
mailbag? Thank you. We didn't have to dig very much. This is an incredible crew when it comes to flipping me your thoughts. KateDelaneyRadio.com. This one from Mac in Iowa. Kate, JBS, the meat company, you've talked about them a ton. Do they end up having to pay ransomware to fend off the attack and get that key back? We didn't have so many problems where I live. I live in Davenport when it comes to meat being picked over, but I know a lot of other places did because there was a run on it since there was the scare, just like we saw at the gas stations with the Colonial Pipeline. Yeah, great question. They paid $11 million. That just came out on Wednesday. $11 million to the hackers. They put out a press release and they confirmed it. They said it was a difficult decision to make for our company and for me personally. It was what Andre Nugera said. He's the CEO of JBS USA. He said they felt the decision had to be made to prevent any potential risk for the customers. It's about the customers, right? And JBS Foods is a leading processor of beef, pork, and all those prepared food products in not just the U.S., but beef in Canada and pork, lamb, other prepared foods in Australia, too. They prepare, package, deliver it, all of that. So think about it. They have customers in 100 countries on 6 continents. You just knew they were going to pay that. It seemed too smooth to me, like Okay, they must have a crisis management team working on this, and we're going to get a press release, and we did. So there you go, that they weren't going to just say, okay, and we're just going to hold firm, because the advice is to do that, but the company says, look, we spend $200 million annually on IT infrastructure. We employ 850 IT pros throughout the world. The FBI blaming a Russian-based group of hackers for that attack. And so what? I mean, they get it, but they're saying that, you know, no company, no customer or employee data was compromised. So they were concerned, and that the protocol is, we got to do what we got to do, is what we got to resolve this. And so that's why they did it. And you know, add up the dough. We're going to see more of this. And it doesn't take a genius to know that. We knew this was coming. But if you were wondering, is it here? Oh, it's here big time. It's here big time. This one is from Bree, who's listening to us on KCAA, she says, out in California. Hi, Kate. We love your show out here. I get the first hour, and then I listen again in the morning to the rest of the stuff. Harris, really, with the blunder going to Central America, that do not come hashtag that you said, I think is really sticking to her. I guess she can recover, but this is some pretty big backlash for the way she handled that trip. Oh, yeah, and you're in California, and Latino lawmakers had a full-on statement saying that the comment she made in El Salvador when she told people do not come, that's exactly what she said. They said dissuading Central American migrants from traveling to the U.S. by warning them was not right. Instead, that it was a stance that echoed Trump-era policies. And they said in this statement, in keeping with past precedent, we shouldn't discourage asylum seekers from seeking a better life. They are doing what they need to do to survive. And we urge the Biden-Harris administration and Congress to follow the moral and legal imperative to create a process to allow all asylum seekers to come to this country as part of a long overdue comprehensive reform of our immigration system. They have to be dreaming if they think we're going to have this long overdue comprehensive reform of the immigration system. The entire time I've been in this career, including my television time before doing this show for 15 years, it's been nothing but problems at the border. They just kept ratcheting up because of lots of different reasons, including there was never policies that Reagan had on the books put in place that I think would have kind of turned off some of the amounts of people that we saw coming across. AOC, not happy. She tweeted out, this is disappointing to see. First, seeking asylum at any U.S. border is 100% legal method of arrival. Second, the U.S. spent decades contributing to the idea of change and destabilization in Latin America. We can't set someone's house on fire, then blame them for fleeing. So the thing that she's really getting the backlash for is I want to be clear to folks in this region who are thinking about making that dangerous trek to the United States-Mexico border. Do not come. Do not come. And that absolutely is going to stay with her. I mean, there was harsh criticism from the right and the left this week over her messaging on immigration. So it wasn't just the left that went after her and said that what she said was wasn't right, wasn't that shouldn't have been what she said. So I think she recovers because there's many more things that will happen during this administration. But the do not come, do not come, do not come. I mean, here's the thing. Not discouraging illegal migration. How can you do that at this point when you look at where we're at in this country? When you look at what's happened at the border? Horrific things. I went into detail about this the other day. Horrific things are happening, especially with smugglers who are part-time working, making $200,000 and getting $1,500, you know, $15 a head to take people over the border. So the money makes this roll on. U.S. Customs and Border Protection announced on Wednesday, they updated their numbers, that there were 180,034 reported encounters with illegal immigrants in May. So, this is bad. And Harris also got criticized because she hasn't even visited the border yet. So this is the other part of what came back to haunt her, the criticism. So slammed for her response to border questions, but then part of the backlash is, well, you haven't been there. So I think that's kind of a faux pas. I'm surprised that before she went on that trip, there wasn't a trip to the border. There wasn't some sort of a trip to, okay, here's what you're seeing, now you're going on this trip, and take that with you, because you can say, I mean, there's the backup. You just had visited the area where many are coming across, and you know some of these stats and details that are worth putting out there because you saw it with your own eyes. It's always, always better that way. All right, how about this one? Kevin says, Keystone Pipeline, Ms. Delaney. It looks like there is no Keystone Pipeline anymore. I know that you had years ago some environmentalists on and others to talk about it, and even some of the environmentalists weren't anti-pipeline. I guess I'm not surprised that the plug has been pulled. Oh, you knew that was going to happen because you have a changing of the guard and philosophy, and that was one of the things that Biden ran on and was asked about. I mean, he was asked about it a lot, about what would happen and whether they tried to dodge it or not, that was not going to stay. So the firm behind the pipeline scrapped the project months after this president revoked a cross-border permit for the pipeline, and more than a decade after political wrangling over the fate anyway. This pipeline would have stretched from Alberta's forest in Canada to the refineries along the U.S. Gulf Coast, and it has been the center of controversy all the way around. Climate change, pipeline safety, eminent domain, jobs. I mean, the battles were legendary. Right? They were, right? And there were concerns, and then there were also those who said, this is amazing, this is jobs, we have the infrastructure to support this with the private sector, this can happen. But it took on some pretty big significance because of the changes in attitude toward climate change, even business. Businesses that wouldn't touch it started to touch climate change, and I think that changed maybe some of the thinking on it, I guess. And activists have been trying to bury this for definitely 10 years, and they succeeded it now. So Republicans, oil and gas industry officials were not thrilled about this because of the thousands of construction jobs is one of the things that is often talked about. And that's it. I mean, that's it for now. Is it a blow to U.S. energy security? Is it a blow to thousands of good-paying union jobs that would have been supportive? Definitely in that direction is what the American Petroleum Institute is saying, that it's, they called it political obstructionism. This was definitely going to happen. You had a big change in the administration and the philosophy. Oh, this was definitely. It was in limbo for so long, it was definitely going to go down. So it's done. You can send me your thoughts, like I said at the top, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So on this show, certainly the times we've gone to Washington, what we've tried to tackle when it comes to health insurance, it's been one of the staples, really, especially when I first started this, of what we were constantly talking about, and the matrix and the confusion of what coverage you were getting, what was happening, and where we were headed. Somebody who has really untangled all of this, Chris Conrad, is in our virtual green room. Health insurance in America. This is a consumer's guide, and boy, it is so necessary in these times without question. Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm good, Kate. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. So I know you're in the business, but what led you to decide, okay, I'm going to put this together? Because you certainly get bombarded with lots of questions.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I've answered questions for so many people, so many different questions, and I started to write things down, kind of, and before I knew it, I had almost 200 pages of content, so decided to put it in a book form.
What do you think is the toughest thing for consumers in trying to figure out health care coverage, health insurance?
Well, there's several things. Health insurance itself overall is pretty complex, but, you know, most people have trouble with deductibles and co-insurance and copay. We know what's that. It's really difficult for the common consumer to know even what's covered in their policy.
So what do you advise people to do, and what do you talk about in the consumer's guide?
I just explain things. It's full of, it kind of demystifies the topic, you know.
I like that. It demystifies it. Because, again, that goes to what I said at the very beginning, trying to pull out, what about, you talked about this, deductibles, what are the plans like, how do you do this? When you set about and put all this research, and I can imagine, even though you, like I said, you really know this business, this is your business, health insurance, what was the most surprising thing to you that you uncovered in your research?
Well, I was actually surprised, and just based on surveys that I saw while I was doing the research, I was surprised at the level of confusion that's out there. Like, I saw that, or some of the surveys said, one in four people have delayed some kind of treatment because they weren't sure what their insurance covered, how much it was going to cost them.
Right. Wow. And what do you advise people to do in that case? I mean, you got to dig and you got to ask a lot of questions, I would imagine.
Yeah, well, you know, there's this tight coupling between health insurance and health care. And, you know, people should not put off health care and treatment and testing and things just because they're not sure. Really, one of the themes that goes out throughout the book is call. You know, talk to your insurance company because they'll answer your questions. They'll even help you figure out how much things are going to cost.
Yeah, make the phone call, pick up the phone and ask, and then, you know, just be patient, and then that bounces back to you. Do you think healthcare, and all the years that you've done this and then putting out this consumer's guide, should we be optimistic about healthcare, or what do you think?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Things are... If you look at what happened during COVID, for instance, mm-hmm. so many people lost their jobs and they lost their health insurance too. But statistics say that the number of uninsured people did not go down appreciably during COVID because you know, they've got the Obamacare marketplace out there. They made it easier for people to get that kind of coverage. They opened special enrollment periods. They increased subsidies. And really, for low-income people, health insurance is affordable in the marketplace, I think.
Right. I mean, so that's a good point, that there is a way to get it. And again, it's asking those questions. Did you see that there was just absolutely a need to do this? And that, is that what made you decide, I'm going to write Health Insurance in America, Consumer's Guide?
Yeah, I tried to find some kind of book or publication that approached it from this angle, and I really couldn't find anything.
So that led you to do it. That's great. And then to look at where the holes were, like what are the holes and what don't people understand, which is what we're talking about. And the thing is, right, that there's all different levels of health care, meaning, or health coverage and health insurance. And you said it, that it is now affordable for people who before thought they couldn't afford it. They just don't know, I think.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
That's true.
That's part of it. Health insurance to me is such a huge just monolith. And it's so important, but it's the one thing, it's the, like what you said, where people are putting off procedures because they just think it's going to drain them, and they don't know, or, you know, they're not sure, and the doctors, things have turned around with doctors, and what you used to traditionally have has changed. What do you think needs to happen in healthcare? With all this research you've done, and when you've looked at health insurance, what would be the penultimate, what would be the direction you'd like to see health insurance go in?
Well, and it is the direction that they're going, I think, but transparency is the big thing, so that people understand what kind of costs they're going to have before they have a procedure, maybe a major procedure like the knee replacement or some kind of, you know, ACL surgery or something. Right now, it's difficult for people to know what it's going to cost. And, you know, if anything else that you go buy in the country, you have a price to use as a comparison. In healthcare, seems to be a secret, but states and the federal government are trying to address surprise billing in healthcare. And they're also trying to address the fact that there's no transparency in pricing. And I think you'll see soon it'll be easier to determine what it's going to cost to have things done.
Yeah. That's wonderful because, again, this is where people get so, so confused. And I think we've said this pretty much in what we've talked about, but what do you hope people walk away with when they pick up Health Insurance in America, Consumer's Guide, and get it on Amazon?
Well, I'm hoping that they walk away with feeling like, hey, it's not that complicated after all. Yeah.
Right. I can figure this out. I can do this.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's your intention, and that's a perfect place to end this. I think it's so vital to understand health insurance. And I know because I'm one of those people that I had to ask a lot of questions. I just would push it off to the side, and it would just be a nightmare because of everything else I had going on in my life. But I just made the time, and like you said, it's the calls, and it's reaching out and figuring out, and it's not that difficult if you give yourself that space. Chris Conrad, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Here's a great story related to health and a chance encounter I happened to see on Good Morning America. So there was these two women, Susan Ellis and Tia Wimbush. They work at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. For a decade they worked together, but didn't realize, I guess, until they started to talk when they had a chance encounter in a bathroom at work, that each other's husbands, both of their husbands, needed a kidney transplant. And when they ran into each other last fall and asked how the husbands were doing, they made a decision to try to see if they were a match. So they donated kidneys. One donated a kidney to the other husband. The other was a match, donated to the other one. They realized they could help each other and they could stop the suffering of both families. How wild is that? So Rodney Wimbush, who's 45, is a high school teacher. He was diagnosed with kidney failure in August of 2019, and that came after he had to be taken by ambulance to a hospital due to high blood pressure. He started dialysis immediately after his diagnosis. He was put on a kidney transplant waiting list in the spring of 2020. That was just as COVID hit the United States. That slowed down the process, of course. And then there was Lance Ellis, who got a kidney transplant from his mother several years ago, but went into acute renal failure in August of 2019 when his body rejected the kidney. So both of these women donated kidneys. Is that an incredible story? And it worked. They saved each other's husbands' lives. I love it. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody. Coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.